You spoon feed it like what?
Zero, Jahan Zira, Jahan
Adam. Achilas Adam, who tonight? Right, the little mikre, keep going. Keep going. Hinei af. Amabez. Shani. Matzos. Matzos shall Maisa Shani with every merit. Ain Adam Yotiba Yidei Kodosu it's a little bit more, you're almost there. Good. What did you just read?
Yes.
Identity of bread cannot emerge if it's not made for human consumption. Ignoring what who kept asking about being made. Right, ignoring about the being made issue.
What was the distinction again exactly?
And initially the distinction was is that you can actually have an idea, this an abstract identity that lechem can express itself as being lechem in one arena, but another arena not be lechem.
But like, what would
if you're telling me if it's made for dog consumption, right, you're telling me it's definitely not bread, so then why would he bring in the reason of Mishmer HaShem Matzah? And I told you last time, what's pushing him down that road, you have to realize what's pushing him down the road is that he doesn't want to say the Rambam just threw a dart at the board and what ended up there was Mishmer HaShem Matzah.
And then it becomes universal.
Isn't Mishmer?
No. No, we're saying,
what we said last time, no?
No, because it's universal, now yes. He has to come. I know, but I'm saying initially, in the initial way of learning Rechayim, Mishmer HaShem Matzah had no, there's no reason why he picked that reason. He wants to get us into why he picks that reason, why guarding L'Shem Matzah is critical to understanding the whole sugya. This is, right, this paragraph here, this is the Ikra Svara. All right, everything after this is going to be minor points. This is the Ikra point, right here, right here. So pay attention. V'nir lomar das Rambam. Go, Kobe. Perek Aleph. Okay, stop. Go back to the first page.
What is this?
It means go look at the Yerushalmi. That's what it means. Literally, go look at the Yerushalmi. All right, look at the first page on the bottom. Ezu Isas Klavim. Bottom of the first page.
What is this?
Dog dough. Dog bread. Okay, what's the first sheet to saying? What is dog dough? Well, okay, let's make it simple. You mix something that humans would not normally eat into your dough. It's as simple as that. Okay? Sheet to number one. What is dog dough? It's simple. I have flour, water, and whatever, let's call it.
It's like lower quality.
Sure. No, you can't say that.
It's like lower quality.
Did they not have like baked, like I don't eat baking powder.
If you
powder.
Put chocolate chips.
So go on. But one second, but the Mishnah says it's only, when is it dog dough? When the Roam eat it, or not, excuse me, when they, what about with the fact that Roam eat it, right? There's, how could it be if you're adding this substance into it, let's call it, whatever it is, let's call it like,
Dardic mix?
Let's just call it something that like dogs would normally eat, okay? So if I add that in there, so how could the Mishnah say the shepherds would eat it? If you're adding this in, how could the shepherds eat it? So the Gemara says, Pa'amim. Okay, so let me ask you a question. What would be the determining factor about whether or not this is just factual, but whether or not the shepherds would eat it?
Oh,
what? Good. Next. Ke'oven, right? What does that mean?
Clouds?
Okay, well, right. Now, what does that really mean?
Fractals.
Come on, what is it? Come on, my God, what does this really mean? It means that, how do you know it's dog bread? Based on?
How much?
How it looks. it appears, according to the second shita, if I made that dough into little tiny bones, like dog bones, then for sure it's Isis Klavim. But if I make it, let's say, like normal bread, then it's not Isis Klavim. Okay? Limudin Petura. Right, so if you made it, limudin is like normal looking, right? Excuse me, limudin is like, it looks like dog bread. So you made it like little dog bone bread, so then you're putter, right? But if you make it look like regular bread, you still be chayev. Okay, keep going.
Rabbi Ba B'Shem Shmuel, Rabbi B'Shem Shmuel, Rabbi Ami B'Shem Rabbi Chia.
Ruba.
Ruba Afilu Asar.
Gluskin, which also is Gluskin in the Bavli. What's Gluskin? You know, Gluskin Yafe. The third sheet is saying, he's saying it doesn't matter. He's saying at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you make it look like. You can make it look like beautiful bread as long as... Exactly. My intention is, when I bake that bread, it's for the purpose of dogs, it's dog bread. Okay? So before we get back to the Rechaim, so keep going. So how do they learn? B'ha taninan im ein aroin ochle mena? What does tiftar mean in your Shami language? No, that's with a tet. What? Good, close enough. Good. Like, in other words, you learn it out, interpret, and learn out what they mean is shasa. Very good. That's, you learn that from context, right? Long. The third sheet comes along and says it's all based on your das, right? So whatever your intention was in the beginning, that's what's going to give this bread this definition. Now, before we look at Rochaim's interpretation of this, just out of curiosity, it's a very easy machlokas. But how would you set up this type of debate? I mean, come on. This is like low. This is the. So obviously, is it a din in the object itself, i.e., din in the chatsa, or is it how you relate to it? Now, Rochaim's going to reject that, by the way. But that's the best. That's okay. Now, what about the difference between the first two within them? If it's in the chepsa, so you have two classic differentiations. Is it in the
matter or form?
Well, good. Matter, form, substance. Okay, good. All right. Now that's easy. That it's tempting, by the way. It's so tempting to just say that's the way to learn it. Rochaim's shrewd. He's not gonna commit us to that road specifically. He wants to actually bring all the cheetahs together and really say it's all based on the gava relates to it per se. But then you get to Han's question. Han's got the most important question. What was your question, Han? What make that dough? If my intention is for it to be dog bread, right? Let's say I make it look like regular bread, but my intention is to make it dog bread. And then the Rome eat it. Now what? What does that say about the status of this object? That's the key. There's no middles here. Go, back to Rochaim. So back to Rochaim, where he quotes the Yerushalmi. Okay? So keep going. It says Vahainu. You see on the it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines in the in that second paragraph. First word lines are Roem. So there, the argument in the Gemara is when it says the shepherds don't eat it. What does that mean? Like you were saying before, Kobe, is it circumstantial? Right? Is it meaning that they don't eat it when it has this much in it, but they would eat it otherwise, or not circumstantial? Rather, it has to do with how the person relates to it from the outset.
Isn't the question?
Right. So the essential bread is being made for what?
What do you call that?
According to the first Rashita, they hold etzema isa suyab open shirachlechas klavim. So the very essential substance itself is made in a way where it's clearly for dogs. The Rebbe ba sover. Good. And if it goes based on das, on your intention, so what have you done? You've now created this category called Isas Klavim. Now, Han, notice what the Rambam says. He plays both sides. The Rambam says, right, that if I go ahead and make Isa dough, right, to have it, let's say, to use it for animal food, putter. But if the shepherds eat dog dough, you're chayev, right? Which would sound like what happens as soon as the shepherds eat this dog dough? Okay. But you got to be, see, but it's easy to say that, but there's something more, there's something deeper going on. You'll see he struggles with this. He can't just say, now it's food again. Like, what does that mean, now it's food again? Was the potential for food always in it? Not so simple.
I mean,
well, you got to finish the paragraph, then you can ask, because you're going to get to the chakira. Go.
Okay. Like, isn't the potential for food whether...
Hisham.
Should doctor... Rambam Pasak Kareviba B'Shem Shmuel Yerushalmi.
Okay, slow. So the Rambam is now lining up based on a third position, which means the Rambam goes based on Das. It's always what your intention is when you make the item. Okay, someone kept asking about this last time, so just wait. Now you get to that point. It's about your intention. Okay, keep going. Sure. So if I sit down and I make dough, I don't care what it looks like. It looks like bread. It's irrelevant. Whatever my das was at the time, if it was to make it into dog dough, it's now dog bread. One second.
That means like fine. That means like human.
What do you mean? No. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. It looks like bread. I make a loaf of incredible looking American sliced bread, but my intention at the time was for dog consumption. That is dog bread, and I cannot use it for matzah.
It's the extreme of the third.
It is the no. It's the, I'd say the logical conclusion of the third one. Go on. Very important. So what's he saying there? Let's translate that, right? The entire foundation of the halacha of Isas Klavim and the removal, okay, Hafka's removal of the status of the obligation of it being of Hafrashas Chala is only because of the intention of the person, right? To make it for human consumption. Meaning, the very tiny point, very important, the idea of human consumption is not okay.
It's not entirely.
What I'm saying is that human consumption is not identified in the substance. There's no idea like that whatsoever. At least when it comes to lechem.
Certainly, the shepherds wouldn't eat it if it didn't look like bread, though.
Let's hold on to that. Hold on. Before we get to the change in their mind, all he's saying right now is he's saying that the very identity of lechem itself, right? Again, the identity of human consumption is something that we create in the substance itself, not something that naturally merges. Now, this is very important. I would argue, I'll flesh this out soon, but I would argue that's a unique din in lechem. I would not say that's required in lettuce or carrots or apples. I'll show you why.
That's what I'm saying. What's the source?
And he says it is. He says, not only that, he says the afizor, he says, hari dechoyser din did it. He says, avafilu.
Avafilu inach amurai.
Now watch this. This is genius. He says, and even the first two opinions would agree with this. The ones who say it, that's why he's going to say it's not really din in the chafza. Because if it's din in the chafza, it's not going to work well. Because even they would agree it's not a din in the substance. Well, how do you know that? Have gamkin ikar hafka. Right. Rock spherely debaina masaya muchikan aleh. So what he's saying is like this. What he's saying is that it's a very different, I would never learn the machlokas Yerushalmi this way. What he's saying is as follows. He's saying that let's say I make the dough look like little Scooby snacks, okay? What that really is that's what we call in halachic terms gilui das, meaning his intention is to make dog dough. He just happens to go an extra step to make the dog dough look like dog bread, right? So what he's saying is really it's always about the das of the guy. And in this case, now of course the question is what's the machlokas in the Yerushalmi? That's an excellent question. That's very nice. But at the end of the day, without getting to nominalism, at the end of the day, the reality is that trees have a primary function, okay? In other words, there is some idea of trees having a primary function divorce of what I think. So if I go along and say this thing's a fence, and in the world, so to speak, that contradicts it, that in the material world, the action contradicts my das, well, then I got to go, then it defaults back to its primary function. He's saying primary function does exist in the object. Now, I know why everyone likes that, because that's the thing. That's how people think normally. When you look at this thing, you think of it being a water bottle. Here, it's the same type of machlokas. The question is that, and this is his chiddush. He's saying, when it comes to bread, the idea of human consumption is not a property in the substance itself. It is a human idea. Well, I'll tell you why I think it's unique to lechem soon, but it's a human idea. We create the idea of human consumption. Now the only question is it enough for my das to take place? Meaning, is it purely conceptual, or does it have to reflect in the material world as well? Same type of machlokas. Okay, keep going, Kobe. Back to Reb Chaim.
But then styrofoam could be left.
After the MS, off in erva morsan.
Because even if I mixed it with that dog stuff, right? It doesn't mean that the thing. Here's his key point. I can still mix, let's say, what do you call it? I'll make it simple. Let's say I make the dog bones, okay? Meaning I make the bread look like dog bones. Now, it's interesting. He's saying it's still, that doesn't mean it's not, doesn't appear to be there for human consumption. In other words, there's nothing in the dog bone itself that's telling me that this is not, by definition, for human consumption. And or to put it, for those people like to think in a more, you're like taking what, like normal loaf of bread and just redesigning it. And it happens to look like, dog bread. But it's still bread. It's just redesigned bread. Okay? He's saying it's still chazil achilas adam. It still looks like it could be eaten. It still gives off that appearance. So therefore, here it comes. He says, come on. Fine. Asher lefizeh. Now comes the chakira. This is it. Now we have to understand. This is the entire climax of Rechaim. Two possibilities. Now comes a question that Han was bothered by before. All right? If you're telling me all along that my das is koveya, my intention creates the reality of human consumption in the bread itself, then the question has to be, what happens when the shepherds eat the dog bread? He's built a very powerful case. He said, you can never truly make dog bread, so to speak, because I could say, even if I change, make the shape look like dog bones, at the end of the day, you can't say a person couldn't eat it. Oh, so you have two you have two possibilities. I used that already. All right. Im nema
divizem shalem din lechem shabav hozer,
So one possibility is that when you go ahead and eat it, Nishlam means you're completing the legal identity of bread in it, and now it becomes, now it's Chai Mechal again. So one second, don't say anything. Just let's finish what he's saying. Possibility number one way to learn is that all along this thing has in it the property of Lachem. It's true, my das, right, my intention was for dog bread, but that doesn't mean that the potential for it to be bread for human consumption wasn't there. So what do I do when I go ahead and eat it? I've now, in a sense, completed that idea. Yes. Or, let's keep going. Or do I say no? The moment I make it for dog bread, what have I now done? I've now removed the possibility of this thing being for human consumption. Two possibilities. Again, either you say that eating it is, we have to work with it in this language. Mm-hmm. Does eating the dog bread now, nishlam, does it complete the identity of it being lechem? It was there all along, so to speak, which is interesting and odd. Or no.
It's beautiful.
Or no. The other possibility is that once I make it for dog bread, that's it. No matter how many, I can eat it as much as I want to, but it's too late. Ship sailed. This is beautiful. This is theoretics at its best. You have two theoretical possibilities. What do you say? With everything we've done so far, I want to hear two sfaras.